The Biblical Foundation of Marriage. In our previous post, we explored the critical importance of traditional family values and the adverse effects that arise when these values are neglected. We saw how the traditional family structure, as ordained by God, is essential for societal stability and the well-being of children. Today, we delve deeper into the biblical foundation of marriage, tracing its origins and significance from the creation account in Genesis. This series will accumulate on our 12-part series on the traditional family. As a first step, we encourage you to share our 12-part series on traditional family values with your friends, family, and on social media. Spreading these insights can help foster understanding and support for the biblical foundation of marriage and family. Creation of marriage in Genesis. The concept of marriage is deeply rooted in the Bible, originating from the creation narrative in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, God states, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." This declaration underscores the importance of companionship and the necessity of a suitable partner for man. God then creates Eve from Adam's rib, highlighting the intimate and intrinsic connection between man and woman. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 further emphasizes this bond. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This verse establishes the foundation of marriage as a divine institution where two individuals unite to become one entity. The physical and spiritual union in marriage is a reflection of God's design and purpose for humanity. Companionship and intimacy. Marriage, as described in the Bible, is not merely a social contract but a sacred covenant that fulfills human needs for companionship and intimacy. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22 states, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." This verse highlights the blessing and favor that comes with finding a life partner. Dr. James Dobson, in his book Marriage Under Fire, elaborates on the significance of marital companionship. He writes, "One might begin to suspect that something mystical within human nature must be drawing the sexes together, not just for purposes of reproduction as with animals, but to satisfy an irrepressible longing for companionship, intimacy, and spiritual bonding." This perspective aligns with the biblical understanding that marriage is designed to meet deep-seated human needs for emotional and spiritual connection. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Universal Institution of Marriage. Marriage is a universal institution that transcends cultures and time periods. It is the oldest human institution, established by God at the very beginning of creation. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 affirms the honor and sanctity of marriage. "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Despite its universal recognition, marriage is facing challenges in modern society. A 2003 article in the New York Times declared, "The United States is becoming a post-marital society." This observation points to a growing trend where marriage is viewed as optional or outdated. However, the decline of marriage has significant implications for societal stability and the welfare of children. Research consistently shows that children raised in stable, two-parent households fare better in various aspects of life. A study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family found that children living with both biological parents have better academic, emotional, and social outcomes compared to those from single-parent or step-family households, Springerling. These findings underscore the importance of maintaining the traditional family structure as a means of ensuring the well-being of future generations. The role of parents in a traditional family. In a traditional family, parents play a crucial role in modeling God's love and teachings to their children. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 instructs, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This verse highlights the responsibility of parents to provide spiritual and moral guidance to their children. The presence of both a father and a mother in the home provides a balanced environment for child development. Studies have shown that children with involved fathers are less likely to engage in delinquent behavior and more likely to succeed academically. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, young men who grow up in homes without fathers are twice as likely to end up in jail as those who come from traditional two-parent families, LiveAbout. This statistic highlights the crucial role that fathers play in the lives of their children and the broader implications for society when fathers are absent. Conclusion. The biblical foundation of marriage emphasizes the sacredness and significance of the marital union as designed by God. Marriage is not just a cultural tradition but a divine institution that fulfills human needs for companionship, intimacy, and spiritual growth. As we continue this series, we will explore how adhering to these biblical principles can address many of the social challenges we face today. By upholding the sanctity of marriage and the traditional family structure, we can foster a healthier, more stable society that reflects God's love and purpose for humanity. Call to action. As we reflect on the biblical foundation of marriage, let us commit to honoring and upholding the sanctity of this divine institution in our own lives and communities. By doing so, we not only fulfill God's purpose for our relationships but also contribute to the well-being and stability of future generations. Let us pray for strength and wisdom to navigate the challenges of modern society while steadfastly adhering to God's timeless principles for marriage and family. As a first step, we encourage you to share our 12-part series on traditional family values with your friends, family, and on social media. Spreading these insights can help foster understanding and support for the biblical foundation of marriage and family. Family structure and child outcomes on Springer. This research indicates that children who live with both biological parents generally fare better across various measures compared to those from single-parent or step-family households. Springerlink, Springerlink, Springerlink. The author generated this text in part with GPT 4.0, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, the author reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this publication.